This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Well, if you want to be choppers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, I got to say really quick, just as a shout-out to everybody that may be listening, obviously, last night I was preaching in Lawrenceburg, Tennessee, and tomorrow, Sunday, January 24th at 10 a.m., we are going to be at the West End Community Center at 5514 Waynesboro Highway in Lawrenceburg, Tennessee again. Again, we preached in Lawrenceburg yesterday, had a packed house, and we are going to be preaching again tomorrow in Lawrenceburg, Tennessee, Sunday, January 24th at 10 a.m. at the West End Community Center, 5514 Waynesboro Highway in Lawrenceburg, Tennessee. So I just wanted to give you a quick shout out so you knew exactly where we were at and what exactly it is that we were doing. We just got back from Michigan. We preached in Brighton, Michigan with a packed house, a larger church. Then we drove over to Hastings. We preached there with a packed house. And it was a business center, friends. And I want to tell you why the businesses are opening up, because they see that the churches in America are submitted to the state. Okay? And the fact of the matter is, people, if the Christian people in this country would just merely preach in obedience to the Lord, they will come, and they have been coming. Then we drove down south to Spring Hill, Tennessee, where we're at right now, and then we preached in Lawrenceburg to a packed house at our friend Brandon Taylor's church there in Lawrenceburg. And we're going to be again here tomorrow preaching, hopefully, to another packed house. Again, if you preach, Christians, people will come. It's just that simple. We are on the road. And what are we doing on the road? We're on the road because we're obeying the Lord, friends. Because while the American church is showing you whom they serve, we are doing the same by showing you whom we serve. And it's not the state. What's crazy here, friends, is our rights come from God. Our rights come from God, not the generosity of the state. And if our rights come from God and we fight the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:12, guess what? We're going to do the commandments that he has bestowed upon us for his glory, not for the glory of the state. Remember, those people that work for us, they derive their just powers from the consent of we, the governed. So we receive our rights. We entrust our said representatives with delegated authority to uphold those God-given rights, right? That is the purpose of civil government. And what we're seeing today is a bunch of counterfeits in the hundreds of thousands in America today that call themselves Christians, but we see who they're subservient to, and it's not the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you remember John Hancock? He was the guy that wrote the Declaration of Independence, and he wrote it nice, big, and bold. You know why he wrote it nice, big, and bold, friends? John Hancock wrote it in such a fashion that the tyrant king across the pond wouldn't have to take off his spectacles. That's a fact. He's the guy that said resistance to tyranny becomes the Christian and social duty of each individual. Continue steadfast. That means fixed in direction and with a proper sense of your dependence upon God. Nobly defend those rights which heaven gave that no man ought to take from us. So, Americans, why is the church submitted to the state? Because it shows you how backwards they have become. And I'm here to tell you right now, America and Americans, that they're not the church. They're the counterfeit. Remember, make distinction between the children of the flesh and the children of the spirit. Make distinction, friends, between the goats and make distinction between the sheep. Because just that they call themselves and just because they call themselves Christians, it doesn't make themselves Christians, friends. And I want you to think about this. Well, the churches today in America, a lack of Christianity, are enjoying stolen money from the government, which had no right whatsoever to take it from the American taxpayers to give it to them so that they can betray their own people for 30 pieces of silver. Put that up against Matthew 26:14-16. We are out and about once again obeying God and defying tyranny to its face. Folks, the American churches praise the likes of Dietrich Bonhoeffer, don't they, for his resilience and his courage to stand in the face of an Adolf Hitler and the Third Reich. But when it's their opportunity to do the same thing here in America and prove the God of Israel, what do? They tuck tail. They capitulate just merely when the wind blows the wrong way or the wrong direction. Put that up against Psalm 78:90. What are they, friends? They're cowards. They lack the spirit of Christ. You know, the Bible says the wicked flee when none pursue it, doesn't it? Yes, it does. And who are the wicked? Those that know to do right and do it not. You know, they're cowards is what they are, friends. And we understand from Revelation 21:8 that they're the first ones to go to judgment. The cowards, the fearful. And if it was the spirit of Belial, spirit of fear, namely the fear of God and departing from iniquity, Proverbs 6:16, they wouldn't be running from the fight. They'd be running to the fight. Because again, Proverbs 28 comes to my aid where the Lord said that he makes his righteous bold as lions. The word bold means forward to danger. Strong confidence in the fear of the Lord. And going back to the likes of a Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who the American church loves to praise, it's interesting that Dietrich Bonhoeffer is the man responsible for saying, those that fear the face of God don't fear the face of man, but those that fear the face of man don't fear the face of God. So I hope you understand what you're seeing today in so many different ways. What we have done here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com has done just the exact opposite. We've taken the Lord at his word and have continued doing what it is that we've always done, and that's obey him. 1 Samuel 15:22. Folks, we have laid his words to our hearts, Malachi 2:2, as we continue to be valiant for the truth, Jeremiah 9:3. And the Bible is clear when he tells us that we are not to limit him. We are not to limit the Holy One of Israel. But again, what do we see the American church doing? Again, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ. And that's exactly what we're doing here today, friends. By our works, showing the world our love that worketh by faith. What are they doing? They're showing you who they're submitted to. They're showing you who they are subservient to. And I want you to think about this, Americans. They have their doors closed right now over something that nobody in this land or on this globe can even prove. An invisible enemy. Now, we know recently, friends, that this invisible enemy through the vaccination, remember, those that are selling you the virus are also the ones selling you the vaccination. Now, we lost Hank Aaron, who just got the shot. Larry King just got the shot. Are you beginning to see how this plays out a little bit, friends? The fact of the matter is, if Americans would understand it, who's setting the narrative today, they would stand up and fight.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Get to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out who we are, what it is that we've done, and what it is that we are doing. That is the fruit in our basket. If you'd like to book us at any time, now is the time to do it. Already talking about going to Georgia, Florida, and Texas. That number is 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Also, jump on over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, check out the 1315 articles that are over there, friends, combating the lies in the mainstream media and the useful idiots. Also, go to the right side of the page on sonsoflibertymedia.com, and you'll see the platform in which we are on even now. Do check it out. Join us on Top Chat. You can also go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, and find the same there. Click onto the video and join us on Top Chat. If at any time you want to give us a call, we are in Spring Hill, Tennessee, even now. We're set up on Comrex. We can take your phone calls. That number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Folks, in just a couple of minutes here, we're going to be talking about the definition of treason, taking it to the events that are taking place in the United States of America, where the American people are being inundated, where they're under attack by their said government and the said mainstream media who work hand in glove, along with big tech companies now, friends, right, hiding behind Section 230, which has nothing to do with censorship when it comes to free speech. You are under attack, America, like you've never been under attack before. And by the way, that is the very reason that we are on the road today. That's why we've preached in Brighton. That's why we've preached in Hastings, Michigan. That's why we're in Spring Hill. That's why we preached in Lawrenceburg yesterday. We're going to preach in Lawrenceburg again tomorrow. So if you're in the area, please show up 10 a.m. tomorrow in Lawrenceburg, Tennessee. Folks, I want to take what's going on, and I want to put this up to the American people. Do you remember when Patrick Henry rightly said? He said that Caesar had his Brutus, Charles I had his Cromwell, and George III, treason, cried the speaker. May profit by their example. If this be treason, make the most of it. We are out and about because we have an opportunity like we've never had before. The church had the opportunity in this dark world to shine brighter than they ever have. And what we've seen is they have tucked tail and they submitted to the darkness rather than the light. They obeyed the tyrant rather than the Christ. I mean, we had in Exodus 5, Moses confronting Pharaoh. We had in Daniel 3, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego standing up in the face of Nebuchadnezzar. And what was the fruit of it? The fourth man showed up. What's the message? You don't bow, you don't burn. And because of it, the whole nation acknowledged the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We had in 1 Kings 18, Elijah confronting Ahab and Jezebel and the false prophets. And who won the day? We have John the Baptist reproving King Herod in Luke 3:19. We had the Lord send the angels to free the apostles. And yet the American church has taken the very meaning of Romans 13 and turned it completely upside down on its head. Read Isaiah 59. You'll understand what I'm talking about. But folks, how does it get any more clear when the Lord says to go out there and keep the mandate, Luke 19:10, to go out there and seek and to save that which is lost, to not say that there's yet 4 months before the harvest? No, the Bible tells us we're to be in season and out of season. We're to preach all the time. And what an opportunity for us to not limit the Holy One of Israel, to lay it to heart, friends, to be valiant for the truth. That's why we're out here. And again, we are a ministry doing what the Lord commanded. We are submitted to Him. We are submitted to no man's power. And as we are submitted to the Christ, friends, we are following the Christ. And as Jesus said, my Father worketh hitherto, and I work as well. And it's exactly what this ministry is doing today. I just wanted to share that with you. It's important that you understand there are people out there that actually believe the Word of God, that trust in the living God. And I just want to take a moment to acknowledge the fact that, again, our allegiance is to the God of Israel, which it should be for every one of those 86% in America that profess to be Christians. And the fact of the matter is, friends, we feel like we're all out here all alone. But the fact of the matter is, the Lord is standing with us the way that He stood with Paul. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, friends, I'm telling you what, they'd be shouting me down saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. Bring it down, Brother Dean. I got another question for you before we get to our main topic. Can you imagine if Christian patriots actually believed and practiced what they preach? What a utopia America could be. I'm going to say this again. We would not be in the situation that we're in today. Put that up against Deuteronomy 8:11. Imagine if Christian patriots actually practiced what they preached individually and then corporately. John Adams said, suppose a nation in some distant region should take the Bible for their only law book, and every member that should regulate his conduct by the precepts there exhibited. This is what John Adams said, the second president of the United States of America. Imagine with me, if you would, friends. Every member would be obliged in conscience to temperance, frugality, and industry, to justice, kindness, and charity towards his fellow men, and to piety, love, and reverence towards Almighty God. Remember, friends, you can't love properly concerning your brothers until you first love the Lord with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. Matthew 22:37. Lay that up against what I'm sharing with you. Friends, what a utopia. What a utopia, said John Adams. What a paradise would this region be in this country? You know, I got to tell you something, friends. When I think about that, just imagine what America would be like if all the Christian patriots actually practiced what they preach. I can imagine it would be something like this. Second Kings 22, verse 10, and Shaphan the scribe showed the king, saying, Hilkiah the priest has delivered me a book. And Shaphan read it before the king. And it came to pass when the king had heard the words of the book of the law that he rent his clothes. And the king commanded Hilkiah the priest and Eliakim the son of Shaphan and Achbor the son of Micaiah and Shaphan the scribe and Isaiah a servant of the king, saying, go ye, inquire of the Lord for me and for the people and for all Judea concerning the words of this book that is found. For great is the wrath of the Lord, what is kindled is against us, because our fathers have not listened carefully unto the words of this book to do according unto all that which is written concerning us. Folks, just imagine if all the Christian patriots in this country actually practiced what they preach. There would be no abortion. There would be no sodomy. These are all against the law in American law, for those that did not know, because it's predicated upon the Word of God. Folks, there would be no Muslim infiltration, not to assimilate, friends. I'm talking about those that mean to usurp, those that mean to conquer the United States of America. I got to tell you, friends, just last week in Michigan, I had someone ask me the question if I've ever considered being in politics. I said, I'm not that guy. And they kept pushing the button, and they kept pushing the issue. You should consider being in politics. I said, I'm not that guy. I said, but if I was that king, I was that president, I was that said representative, living my life according to Article 6, Section 2 of the U.S. Constitution, which is the Supremacy Clause, I can tell you exactly what I would do. I would thoroughly vet, first and foremost, the churches. I'd put down the hirelings. I'll tell you what I would do is I would go into government and I would vet their records. And I would see those that actually upheld the Constitution and those that actually transgressed the Constitution. And I would go back 6 decades and I would hold them accountable to their transgressions according to the law. I'll tell you what, I would eradicate abortion on the first day. I would drop the hammer of judgment, let judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream into the camps of our enemies. I'm thinking of Amos 5. I'm also thinking of Jeremiah 23:29, where it says, is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. I would deal with every one of those that have murdered with a baby. I would hold them accountable to the laws that they have violated. I would do the same things for those that advocated sodomy in the land, just like the king here. Just like the king here that rent his clothes, and what did he do? He stood up and he enforced the law unto judgment to establish righteousness and peace within the gate. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden has put forward a nearly $2 trillion COVID-19 stimulus bill. Senate Democrat Bob Casey was on Fox News.
No matter where you live, you have these high case numbers and high death numbers over 400. We're about 414,000, 15,000 people who are dead, and about 25 million cases.
Because congressional action could take a while, President Biden has pushed ahead the relief with two executive orders, and one of them includes expanding food assistance. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has a warning about COVID-19.
When you tire before the enemy tires, you know what happens? The enemy wins. We don't have the luxury of fatigue.
He explained that the vaccine is safe, and he urged New Yorkers to take it as soon as it's available. This is USA Radio News. A group of three dozen House Democrats have signed a letter asking President Joe Biden to commute the death sentences of all federal death row inmates and work to dismantle the form of punishment at the federal level. The plea comes on the heels of 13 executions carried out by the Trump administration since July. They're calling on Biden, who's voiced his opposition to the death penalty, to emphasize rehabilitation for offenders in his Justice Department. There are now 50 people on the federal death row, including a man whose death sentence was overturned on Tuesday in a ruling that could be appealed by the U.S. Justice Department. The plea to Biden comes weeks after Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley and Senate Democratic Whip Dick Durbin introduced a bill to abolish the death penalty at the federal level. Legendary talk show host Larry King has passed away due to complications of COVID-19. Larry King was 87. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I was just talking about Josiah. When the book of the law came to him, because he understood that the wrath of God was upon his nation, what did he do? He established the law. That's exactly, by the way, what our Fed representatives should be doing. This is what should be taught in public schools today, but it's not. Okay? This is what the church should be preaching, is the law and the prophets. But they failed to do that. The church has failed to be the light of the world. And because of that, they now follow their favorite politicians. They submit to the state. Instead of the church leading the way as it follows the Christ, which is their job, they give it over to a bunch of corrupt politicians, which, by the way, they are responsible for that corruption because it is the reflection of the American people. They're taught to submit to the government when God forbids that. I think of Isaiah 30 when the false prophets kept telling them to submit to the state, to submit to their favorite politicians, and the Lord rebuked it every step of the way. Now, by the way, 4.5 years, 5 years later, including the campaign trail with Donald Trump, guess what? All the false prophets that I told you were false have been exposed for exactly who they are. QAnon has been exposed for who QAnon is, which is nothing more than a psyop to lead the people down the road in hopes that the military will do something that the people are unwilling to do for themselves. I don't know if you're aware of this, especially you weekend listeners, but back in 1921 to 1926, there was something called Operation Trust. It was a Russian military psyop. It was a Bolshevik counterintelligence operation run from 1921 to 1926 aimed at neutralizing opposition by creating the false impression that a powerful group of military leaders that are organized will stop the communist takeover. Donald Trump leaves the office. The American people begin to understand, wait a second, what just happened? Why didn't he prosecute Joe Biden? Because if he would have prosecuted Joe Biden for the treason that he called him out for, guess what? There wouldn't have been no Joe Biden. If he would have prosecuted Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and the Bushes, and if he would have prosecuted Barack Obama and Joe Biden and Hunter Biden for their treason. I mean, after all, Donald Trump was going to do what the church should have done. And we, the people in this government, remember, it starts out in the preamble. We, the people, we're the government, right? Nope. The people took on QAnon, which is a military psyop, kicking the can down the road, which doesn't exist. And then at the end of the day, everybody will just disappear. And what you don't realize is during that time that QAnon was promising and never delivering, what most people don't understand is that QAnon is nothing more than an operation of deceivers leading people into chasing shadows and empty promises. Of course, that is their end aim, to bring the people that are following them to nothing, and it's exactly what they've done. Hey, folks, here, let me end this portion with this. This then only buys them more time, the likes of QAnon. And who are those that were leading up QAnon within government? Well, you had Flynn promising you the return of the president. You have Pompeo returning the promise to the president, along with QAnon. They were all actors in the circus of politics. And now you understand that the only thing that they were doing was buying more time to dismantle the country and undermine and weaken the people into compliance, and it's exactly what the people got. Why? Because they wickedly departed from the living God, and they put their face to the arm of the flesh, and now they're reaping the curse by a pro tempore president. And by the way, he's not my president. He's a sit-in to sign up on these executive orders to seal the deal of perfect judgment. And by the way, God is in control. The bad guys are not in control. They're just being used to chastise. They're just being used to bring judgment upon a people that refuse to obey the living God. That's my message. And by the way, that is the message of the church. That is the message of the Word of God that we should have never left, because if we didn't, we wouldn't be here right now. So let me ask you something. How is that PSYOP working out for you now? Oh, folks, you still have some of these people. You can't make it up. They're still sending emails. Oh, the military's in charge. Just wait. It's not over with. Biden's really not the president. Donald Trump is still the president. You can't make this up. How many times did Donald Trump leave the people hanging with unfulfilled promises? And by the way, for those that weren't paying attention, even during his second cycle, you know what he ran off of? Telling the people that he was going to drain the swamp. Well, I'm here to tell you, friends, he did just the exact opposite. What are you talking about? Oh, hang on a friend. Hey, you gotta keep an open mind here. Because the only thing I'm doing is bringing fruit. I'm not giving you my opinion. I'm just showing you the fruit of the administration. Did you see what the last administration did before leaving Washington, D.C.? I want to call it for what it is. Okay? It's important that you take the truth. If you have eyes, you'll see it. If you have ears, you'll hear it. Don't refute. Don't be indifferent towards the truth, friends, because it's true. And if you follow your gut, your conscience, which means with knowledge, you'll understand exactly what I'm about to tell you. It's kind of interesting to see how Donald Trump called Joe Biden, calling him out for treason. And by the way, he's definitely guilty of treason. And I'm talking about Joe Biden, no question about it. But isn't it interesting how Donald Trump continuously called out Biden, Barack Obama, the Clintons, all out for treason, and yet during his four-year tenure, he failed to prosecute one of them. But I want to tell you what he did do on the way out. I want to show you what most people didn't know, because it's out there. I want you to cross-check everything I'm about to tell you. I want you to cross-check everything I'm about to tell you, because it's this important. I want to say this one more time. It's kind of interesting to see how Donald Trump called out Biden for treason and yet failed to prosecute him for doing so. And no, again, no doubt Biden is guilty, but did you pay attention, again, to what Trump did before leaving office? I want to tell you what he did. He betrayed the American people again. Well, what are you talking about? Again, I'm not giving you my opinion. I'm giving you the fruit of this administration that no one can dispute, okay? Was anyone paying attention to the fact that Donald Trump signed? He didn't veto it. He signed a bill just before parting from the People's White House, a bill that literally funded America's enemies. I want to say it again. He literally funded a bill that funded America's enemies. That's a violation of Article 3, Section 3. It's called treason, friends. It's called treason, okay? Treason in the United States is confined to the actual levying of war against the United States, okay, or in adhering to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort. How about your money? How about your tax dollars? Did you sign up for this? Did you tell Donald Trump that he could take trillions of your dollars? And by the way, remember he promised that he was going to eradicate the national deficit? Do you know that it's at $8.3 trillion higher than what it was before he came into office? And did you know that Barack Obama did in 8 years what it took Donald Trump to do in 4 years? It's a fact. Folks, they're all actors in the circus of politics. People haven't caught on to the little game. And remember, there was 1,162 other presidential contenders between Biden and Donald Trump, but you didn't hear a word from one of them. And why didn't you hear a word from one of them? Because they didn't want you to know. They want to keep it centralized, friends. They want to keep the game in front of your face as to who the players are, that they chose to play the game as you lose the game. Now, ABC reported the Washington, D.C. pork inside the new COVID-19 stimulus bill. I want you to listen carefully to what they said. I didn't say it. This is what Donald Trump, in fact, signed on his way out of the People's White House, and most people didn't pay attention to this. It's called the COVID relief bill, but it has almost nothing to do with COVID, reported ABC7, reported, again. The bill contains $85.5 million for assistance to Cambodia, $134 million to Burma, $1.3 billion for Egypt and the Egyptian military, which will go out and buy almost exclusively Russian military equipment. $25 million of this bill that Donald Trump signed is for democracy and gender programs in Pakistan. $505 million to Belize, Costa Rica, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, Nicaragua, and Panama. This is the bill that Donald Trump, in fact, signed on his way out of the People's White House. $40 million went for the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., which is not even open for business. $1 billion of this bill went for the Smithsonian, and an additional $154 million for the National Gallery of Art. Likewise, these facilities are essentially not even open. And I need to add one more thing to this whole equation, okay? Because we're talking about treason. But did you see what the last administration did on the way out of the People's White House? Did you also know that $3.5 billion of that bill that Donald Trump just signed on his way out of the People's White House, it included $3.5 billion for Gavi? That's the acronym. And what is that? That's Bill and Melinda Gates' set up organization to further vaccinations globally. That's the fact. We're going to come right back to this. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough.
All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue, and you're listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio, your daily inoculation against Satan's lies and the twisted logic of the left. Listen at your own risk. You may just become a patriot.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. It's into the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com and subscribe on that page. Subscribe on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, join us on the live platform in which you can watch us on. We're also broadcasting into 133 cities and 53 countries abroad, so you can go ahead and check out the radio link as well. But if you watch us on the social media platform where you want to watch, go ahead and click on the top chat and join us. Or go over to beforeitsnews.com and you'll find the same thing there. Beforeitsnews.com and join us on top chat. If you want to call in, you can do that. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We're taking Sika from Texas. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you.
Hey, good to talk to you again.
Yes, thank you.
What's the deal about treason? I mean, if anybody has a doubt on what it's defined as, you can just really look at the articles and the Bill of Rights, and you shouldn't have a problem. You know, it should be pretty straightforward, in my opinion.
Oh, okay. Did you want to add to that? I'm going to take Charles from Georgia. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Well, I just want to kind of share some information with everybody about what we call Operation Birthday Card. And it was instituted January the 29th, 1998, up in Murphy, North Carolina, by Democratic Governor James Hunt. When the suspects attempted to blow up the FBI field office down in Mobile, Alabama, Eric Rudolph, suspect Matt McRae, while suspect Joey Davis at the new women's healthcare clinic over in Birmingham, Alabama. Now, the reason how I got drugged into it was they threatened
Wait a second. Wait a second. We're talking about the topic on my show, not your show, Charles. So what is the point that you want to bring? What is the information that you want to bring to the people that's applicable to the content in which we're broadcasting now?
Well, because it all ties together. The the Trump administration, as well as the Obama administration's workings on the stuff, like you said, that bill that they Trump signed in, you know, on the COVID package, sending all that money overseas. You know, they're up there playing political games, you know, not only with our money, but they're playing political games with our lives.
That's right.
And it very much well ties in together. Treason is treason, no matter which way you look at it. Many people up in the tri-state area, Georgia, North Carolina, Tennessee, knows dang good and well that former Georgia Governor Zell Miller, who owned the Brasstown Valley Golf Club, primarily maintained Eric Rudolph over there at that golf club and at his personal residence there in Young Harris, Georgia. And you're talking people like Johnny Isaacson, Jeffrey Epstein, and, you know, Lord knows what other politicians that ever went up there and played golf and hung out and partied with those guys and were very well privy to what they were doing. They were trying to start a civil war in this country in the 1990s with the Clinton administration in there with all these Chinese troops over here, UN troops training on our military bases. They were very well equipped and ready for an uprising out of this country. And if it wasn't for Nord Davis and his bunch up there in top of North Carolina jumping on board with me, it would have happened. It really would have.
Yeah.
And here they are right on back to the same old game.
That's
trying
right.
to start an uprising in this country. They're dogging our militia. They're crying out loud. They called Eric Rudolph of the Christian Identity Movement. And I'm sorry, but Eric Rudolph is among the many suspects in the murder of 11-year-old Levi Freddie of Cumming, Georgia.
Yeah.
When they hit
your phone call, Charles, I appreciate your phone call, but we got to stick to the topic here, guys. You're just taking it completely off of course, and I understand what you're saying, but most people don't have all that information, nor do we have the time to go through and go back to explain all that information. So no disrespect intended, but let's stick to the topic here. I'm watching Top Chat responses right now, and the last segment, the Trumpites, they're on Top Chat right now, and they're all blaming Pelosi for the bill that Donald Trump signed. Oh, you heard me right. All the Trumpites are blaming Pelosi for the bill that Donald Trump signed, okay? This is how far these people will go to justify the unjustifiable. These are the people that go up to an apple tree and deny the fact that there's apples hanging on the branches of the tree. These are the people that go up to a wicked administration, metaphorically, as a tree, and deny the corrupt, evil fruit on that tree. That's what these people are. And it's interesting, when you go to 2 Thessalonians 3, it tells us, let no man deceive you by any means. Let no man deceive you by any means. Let no man deceive you by any means. But for those that ignore the warnings, this is what you get. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he's taken out of the way. 2 Thessalonians 2:7. And then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness that's in them that perish. And why is it that they perish? Because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And the Bible tells us in 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 11, and for this cause God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Let me ask all you Trumpites one question. Is this how you make America great again? Is this the fruit of administration that makes America great again? By stealing the coffers of taxpayers in this country and then reallocating that money to America's sworn enemies? Is that how you make America great again? I bet in your mind that's exactly how you make America great again. You people are scary. You people are the people, just like the Pharisees and the Herodians that we were warned of in Mark 8:15, that cried out, crucify him, crucify him. We have no king but King Caesar. You guys are the ones saying, crucify the truth, crucify the truth. We have no king but Donald Trump. Even when he betrays you, and you know that he betrayed you. I want to take it a step further. Oh, we've just begun. I just got done sharing with you, friends, the bill that Donald Trump signed. And by the way, they're trying to tee up another COVID-19 stimulus bill because you have all these vultures in Washington, D.C. right now that see that the stealing's pretty easy and the stealing's good. They want to do it again. But look where the COVID-19 stimulus bill money's going to, friends. It has little to do with anything with COVID-19 and this pandemic. Now what I want to do is I want to tee you up for what we're going to be talking about during the second hour. Because what is just as bad as what I just highlighted is that the Business Insider also reported that Trump just issued 73 more pardons and commutations in a final wave of executive clemency and grants before leaving office. What I want you to understand is Donald Trump promised to drain the swamp, right? Isaiah 26, verse 9, that when the Lord's judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. But that's not what happened. When you go to Psalm 12:8, the Bible tells us the wicked walk on every side. When what? When the vilest of men are exalted. I want to show you the fruit of the vilest men that are exalted. How these people, understanding dictators, were loved by the people to their own destruction is the only conclusion that I can come up with as to why the American people refuse to see the truth for what it is. These people, these Trumpites, they could be transported to the sun, friends, and they wouldn't see it. And I'm here to tell you why they wouldn't see it. It's because they don't want to see it. Now, what we have coming up is hour two, coming up in just a couple of minutes. If you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Please stick to the topic. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to check this out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, we have hour two coming up on the other side. We're broadcasting live out of Spring Hill, Tennessee today, and we will be at the West End Community Center tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. at 5514 Waynesboro Highway, again in Lawrenceburg, Tennessee.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.